Wednesday night on China Beach, the ABC drama series about Vietnam, actual Vietnam War veterans take turns telling their stories. They do it witness style, like the people in Warren Beatty's film Reds. And as they do, scenes from previous episodes of China Beach dramatize and parallel the emotions and events they're describing. Later, after China Beach and the local news are over, ABC returns with Nightline, in a one-hour special episode about eight war veterans who returned to Vietnam to confront their fears, their memories, and themselves. Taken together, these two shows are an unusual and unforgettable double feature. At first, I was skeptical about China Beach. I liked the series, but I thought the idea of mixing real veterans' memories with clips from the show would be too self-serving, a kind of look-how-accurate-we've-been showcase. Instead, the juxtaposition is pretty powerful. Here's actress Chloe Webb as a USO performer who listens as a severely burned soldier describes a woman he saw at a USO show.
What a voice. What a set of markers.
Great big ones, huh?
Oh, no, just right ones. I got her picture.
You do?
It's in my pocket.
You don't have many pockets left.
She looks at the picture and sees that it's her. It's a dramatic moment, made more dramatic by a similar story told right after that by an actual USO entertainer.
And I remember him looking at me, and he told me that he had my picture in his pocket. And first, you know, I thought, right, you know, and I looked in the pocket, and it was a picture that he had taken of me at the Bob Hope show. And, you know, it always meant so much to me because, you know, of all his worldly possessions, of all the things that meant the most to him, that was it, my picture, and he had it in his pocket. And before he died, he told me he wanted me to have that, so I have that picture.
Later the same night on ABC, unless there's some major breaking news story to preempt it, Nightline and Ted Koppel will talk about Vietnam as well.
In late January, eight Vietnam veterans and two therapists flew to Vietnam. The object was to help the veterans, each of whom suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder, to face and deal with their memories of the war.
One veteran dismisses the trip as a waste, but the others seem truly affected by returning to Vietnam. One veteran says with amazement that even the land has healed. And a visit to northern Vietnam stuns most of them because of the reaction they get from their former enemies, and especially from the children.
You got more of a coming home after 20 years from those people, those little kids and stuff, then my government gave me. When I came home, my God.
This Nightline could have been, and perhaps should have been, a full-length documentary. There's a sense that a lot of the stories are only partially told. Even so, hearing only portions of the veterans' stories, on Nightline and on China Beach, is much better than hearing only the sounds of silence. Watch both shows, and listen, too.